Hi, welcome to the Dangerous But Good podcast. One of the things that determines how influential, how effective, how even attractive we are is our perception of ourselves. The most important words that you'll ever find or use in your dictionary are the words that you use to complete the sentence, I am. How do you finish that sentence? I am. I'm Craig Wilkinson, but what next? It's very easy to talk about the roles we fulfill. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. It's very easy to talk about my job. I'm an accountant or a lawyer or whatever the case may be. But who are you really? The depths of your soul. Who is this person called Craig? The most important relationship that you have on earth with any human being is the relationship that you have with yourself. And that relationship determines your mental health. Your inner dialogue is the determinant of your mental health. A healthy, wholesome, good internal dialogue, the conversation you have with yourself when you're drifting off to sleep, when you're waking up, and those hours when you're driving a car, walking, that conversation is the sum total of your mental health. If that conversation is healthy and good and affirming, good mental health. If that conversation is negative and demeaning and self-recriminating, bad mental health, anxiety, fear, sleeplessness. I want to read a couple of statements to you which are absolutely true about you, but which I guarantee you don't fully believe. You matter a great deal. Your life matters a great deal. You are needed, you are valuable, and you are irreplaceable. You have the capacity to be a truly great man or a truly great woman. You are significant. You are the real deal, the genuine article. You're a gift to the world. You are as unique as your fingerprints. There's no one else on earth quite like you. And don't say thank goodness, because that's not the point. You have something important to give this world, something that nobody else can give. You have what it takes to be everything the world and your loved ones need you to be. This is the truth. This is who you are. This is the reality. But so few people believe that. So few people understand the full value of who they are and the full identity of who they are. The question a lot of us come into adulthood with is, what is my place under the sun? Who am I really? In some ways, all of us are slightly lonely. Let me explain why. Because what makes you who you are is a broad range of feelings and emotions and thoughts and perceptions and understandings that really, at the end of the day, are only truly known by you. And we make the mistake of comparing the worst of ourselves to the best of others. A while ago, I know Facebook is probably getting a little outdated for some, although the older generation tends to use it more. But research was done on how people feel after spending a bit of time on Facebook. And this is what the research found. They found that the predominant emotion that most people felt was a sense of mild depression. A sense of mild depression. And why do you think that is? And here's the reason. The reason is that I'm comparing the highlight reel of everyone else's life to the inner turmoil and anxieties and insecurities that I have. I'm comparing my worst, because I know my worst, to everyone else's best. You go to work, you go to school, you go out and about. You see other people's, the image that they present, and that's their best foot forward. And you're comparing that with the very worst of yourself, because you know that you struggle to choose an outfit because you feel fat or whatever the case may be in this particular one. So you're comparing that to everybody else's exterior. And that's a massive mistake that we make. So this journey of discovering who am I really, and is who I am valid and worthwhile and worth something and legitimate? We often fall into, well, everyone falls into one of two categories in terms of identifying who we are and valuing who we are. It's almost like a bowling alley. You know, you've got a bowling alley, you've got the 10 pins in front of you, you've got a bowling ball, and you've got to throw it down the middle of that alley and hit those 10 pins. But on each side is a gutter. The left-hand side is a gutter and the right-hand side. And often people, you know, throw the ball and it goes into one of the gutters. And it's very similar with us in terms of our self-understanding, our self-perception, and our self-worth and value. The gutter on the left-hand side is the gutter of believing less of yourself than you are. It's a gutter of inferiority. It's a gutter of not having a healthy self-love, self-understanding, self-identity, understanding of who we are. And most people, I would say, to some degree, fall into that category. Undervalue themselves. The other category on the other side, the other gutter, is the other extreme, and that is overvaluing yourself. That's the men who think that they're God's gift to creation. These are the guys that don't really care about other people so much. They are the bee's knees. They are the be all and end all. The sun shines out of their backside. So on the one hand, you've got people who undervalue, underestimate, under nourish and value themselves. Other side, people who overvalue themselves. And in the middle is a person who has a real deep sense of this is who I am. This is what my values are. This is what I stand for. This is what my worldview is. This is what my beliefs are. I don't rely on my identity to belong to a particular group or affiliation. I do belong to several different tribes or groups in terms of religion, ethnicity, nationality, political views, etc. But I don't rely on those groups to validate me for my identity. I have a unique and individual identity. I don't overvalue that, and I don't undervalue that. And that's the person who's done the homework, who's done the work, who's self-aware, who's grown up thinking, let me discover what really matters to me, and let me live that out. Let me discover what my strong beliefs and my convictions are, and let me put value to that. It goes very much down to how we communicate with others. You get people who are assertive, you get people who are passive, and you get people who are aggressive. Passive people very much fall into that left-hand gutter. These are people who don't speak up for themselves. They don't really know what they want. And even if they do know what they want, they don't really have the conviction of their beliefs or a belief in themselves enough to be able to convey that. People who fall into the aggressive gutter are those people who think, you know, my views matter so much more than your views. And take the example of someone who goes to a restaurant. You go to a restaurant, you sit down, you check out the menu, the waiter comes over, you order a steak. And you like your steak well done. Personally, I like mine rare, but let's say you like it well done. So you say to the waiter, I'll have this rump steak, please, mushroom sauce, and I'll have it well done. A couple of, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, your plate arrives, and on the plate is this very rare steak. You can just see the blood still dripping out of it. Now, you've got three ways of responding to that. If you, the passive person, the person who doesn't really have the courage or the convictions, who doesn't really have the ability to speak up and voice your views, you'll probably just eat that steak. Or you'll kind of take a few bites and then push it aside. But you'll have a very dissatisfying experience. There'll be a bit of self-loathing, a bit of self-hatred because you just didn't have the courage to step up. You'll have a horrible experience and you probably won't go back to that restaurant and you'll leave there hungry or feeling sick because you didn't like this underdone steak. That's the passive person, the person who undervalues who they are. The person who overvalues themselves might say something to the waiter, what the hell's wrong with you? I didn't order this. You know, take this back, you idiot. You see, that person is undermining the other person. That person is overvaluing their views. They're thinking what I feel and what I think is more important than what everyone else thinks. That's also going to lead to a very dissatisfying experience because that waiter is firstly going to be demeaned. Your date's probably going to be embarrassed. They're going to go back and probably they're going to spit on your steak or do something in the kitchen, but it's not going to end in a good result. The person who has a deep sense of identity, a deep sense of value, who values themselves, but, and here's the key, values other people equally. He'll say something to the waiter, oh, brother, do you mind taking this back and cooking it a bit more? I really did want a well-done steak. You know, the chef probably misheard you. See, what you're doing there is you're communicating who you are and you're communicating it well. But you're also respecting and valuing the other person. You're maintaining your dignity. You're standing up for what you really want. But you're also maintaining the dignity and the self-respect of everyone else. That's going to be a win-win. The waiter's going to say, oh, man, sorry about that. You know, maybe I misheard you. He'll go back. He'll do the steak. He'll bring it back. Because you've made him feel good about himself. What is the end result of that? You feel good about yourself. You get the right steak. The waiter feels good about himself. That's a winning outcome. So when you know who you are, you know what your values are, you know what your convictions are, you know what your beliefs are, and you have the the academic integrity and willingness to pursue ideas that might contradict you, because you're finding out who you are. And then you know who you are. You have convictions. But you're also the person who values who you are, but you value others equally. You don't mind if someone has a differing opinion. You respect them. You value them, but you value yourself. You never keep quiet. You see, people who keep quiet when things are not going exactly according to plan or how they wanted them, or in a way that's affecting them, they become resentful and they become anger, and they actually become resentful of themselves and others. People who just bullshit want whatever it is that they want and doesn't care about anyone else, those are bullies, and they don't really do well in life. So here's a very interesting and useful journey to go on. Remember, we're talking about how you can be the most effective person on earth, how you can be the most influential person that you can possibly be, and the most impactful. Remember, power, the definition of power is your ability to impact others and to impact the world. And you want power. The more power you have, the more good you can do. So here's an exercise. Go on a journey of self-discovery. I do a lot of workshops with men in corporations, and one of the exercises we do is I ask them to, if they had to be asked in front of a large crowd, hey, in 1 minute, tell us who you are, what would you say? What would you say? How would you complete the sentence, I am? And I tell you what, men really struggle. We go away and we get them to do it overnight or over a period of time. But it's very easy to say, I'm an accountant, I'm a father, I've got 3 kids, this is who I am. That's what your roles are, but who are you really? What do you really stand for? What do you really believe in? What are your real convictions? Who are you really? And this is such a brilliant exercise to get in touch with who you are. Part of that is your ancestry, your identity. Where do you come from? What are your roots? Important, man, important. That's who you are. What is your community? Where do you belong? Where do you feel that your place is under the sun? Or your convictions, your drivers, the things that, what makes you angry? What makes you come alive? Get to know the person you are and then get to value that person. Deeply, deeply value who you are. Know who you are and value who you are. It's such a crucial part of becoming everything God made you to be and having the impact on this earth that you were designed to have. One of the things we need to do is be open to and openly and actively solicit feedback. Think about this. As a guy, you know, you don't have a beard, you shave in the morning. You have to have a mirror to look into while you're shaving. Otherwise, you're going to cut yourself. If you're a woman and you're putting on makeup, you look in the mirror to make sure you don't, you know, go over the lines. We need mirrors to us to show us how we're doing. How am I coming across? And the more mirrors we have, the more feedback we have, the better view of ourselves we're able to have. Many of us walk around life with blind spots. I remember we did a consulting job years ago with this manufacturing company, and the owner of the company, the CEO, we interviewed him and we interviewed all of his middle management and all of the staff and the workers, and it was absolutely astonishing the difference in opinion that people had of the company. So this CEO, he was so proud of the relationship that he had with his staff, with his workforce, the workforce in the factory. He said, you know, I come in every morning and I stick my head into the factory and I go, hey, Bafana, Bafana. And all my workforce say, hey, Bafana, Bafana. We just really connect. And he thought he was really doing well. When we chatted to the workers, it was a different story. They said, you know, this idiot, he comes, he sticks his head in, he goes, Bafana, he thinks that he's connecting with, but really, you know, his perception of how he was coming across was totally different to actually how he was coming across. And when we were able to put a mirror in front of him and reflect back to him some of the views and opinions that his staff had, it was an eye-opener for him. And you and I need to be exactly the same. We need to find out, how am I coming across? How am I doing? How am I doing as a husband? How am I doing as a boyfriend? How am I doing as a student? How am I doing as a citizen of South Africa? How am I doing as a friend, as a mate, as a brother, as a son? How am I doing? Because if we don't have mirrors to look in and people feeding back to us their view, which is very important, of how we're coming across, we might have a totally distorted view of how we're coming across. If you've got bad breath, man, you need someone to tell you. You know, you can't smell your own bad breath. You know, you see people recalling. You don't know what's going on. If someone comes to you and says, hey, Craig, you know what? I think you need a bit of Listermint there, or a bit of mint chewing gum. You know, they're doing you a favor because they're giving you feedback. And all of us need to be very open to receiving feedback, because the more we go through life receiving feedback, finding out how we're coming across, the more accurate perception of ourselves we are going to have. Remember, you're a gift to the world. You're designed to be a gift. And part of that is being wide open and eyes wide open, wide awake to who am I? How do I come across? What is the impact that I'm having on other people in this world? Here's another very important thing. Never measure your life or your value with someone else's ruler. Never compare yourself to someone else. Compare yourself to who you are. Compare yourself today to who you were yesterday. How am I growing? How am I developing? There's always going to be someone richer than you, bigger than you, faster than you, stronger than you, more attractive than you. It's always going to be that person. And if you judge yourself by other people, you're going to come up wanting. Judge yourself by who you are. What really matters to you? What do you want to bring to this world? Because if we start doing that, we're going to start being the very best version of ourselves. So here's what's so important. Know yourself and value yourself. There's no one on earth more valuable than you. There's also no one on earth less valuable than you. You're equally valuable to every other human being on earth. And the more you see your value, the gift you are to the world, the more of that gift you are going to be. Many years ago, I had a very close friend who took his own life, and it was absolutely devastating. He left behind a couple of kids. He left behind a wife. They were broken. And when we read his letters and looked at the videos that he left for his family and loved one, it was absolutely tragic because his perception of himself was that his inheritance, in other words, the insurance payout on his death, was worth more to his family than his own life. Such a distorted vision or perception or understanding of the value that he brought. What he didn't know was his kids would so much rather have his hug than anything he could possibly give. Any material thing that he could possibly give was insignificant compared to his presence and his hug and him being in their lives. And as men, we need to know that we are of tremendous gift and value to the world. As women, you need to know that you bring something to this world that the world simply wouldn't be the same without. Never underestimate yourself. Never undervalue yourself. Don't overvalue yourself. Never underestimate or undervalue anybody else. But realize who you are and live that to the full. Go on this journey. Examine your inner dialogue. What are those thoughts that go through your mind as you're drifting off to sleep? Remember, you are the most important relationship you'll ever have. You fall asleep with yourself. You wake up with yourself. Every single waking moment of your life, you spend with yourself. And that inner dialogue is so crucially important. Examine that. Be in touch with that. Most of us have an inner dialogue and we're not even aware of what's saying. They say that fish are often the last to perceive water because they live in the water. They swim in the water. And you and I, in terms of our inner dialogue, it's there all the time. It's an ever-present video that's playing in our minds. Be in touch with what that dialogue is. And here's a good exercise. Put aside your cell phone. Switch off the iPad, the laptop, the TV. Get out of town. Get to a place where it's just you. Just you with yourself. What are the thoughts that come up? What is the dialogue that happens? We're so busy anesthetizing ourselves and our thoughts with all these different busyness. But get in touch with what actually is going on inside you. What are you saying to yourself? What is that inner critic that is so critical of you? We're often our worst critics. And in that sense, our worst enemies. So let's fall in love with ourselves, not in a narcissistic, horrible way, but truly, truly loving who we are, what we bring to the world in a healthy, humble, and beautiful way. I want to finish by just reading the words of a wealthy visionary businessman called Richard DeVos. He said, "One of the most powerful forces in the world is the will of men and women who believe in themselves, who dare to hope and aim high, who go confidently after the things they want from life. These are the men and women who make the difference. These are the men and women who are a force for good." And I really encourage you to go on the journey to become that man, become that woman who knows who you are, lives who you are, and lives with love and empathy. Be that person. Be dangerous. Make a difference. Make the world a better place.